This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday visited communities in eastern Alabama devastated by tornadoes that tore through homes and businesses and killed 23 people. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The president observed a moment of silence before 23 wooden crosses to remember the victims. Around him, trees were uprooted, houses were torn from their foundations.
We saw things that you wouldn't believe.
The president and first lady were there to listen and to hug families of the victims.
I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10 people. And a couple of others lost two and three. I've never seen anything like it.
He told people in Beauregard the government has their backs.
FEMA's laying it out.
Before leaving a relief center, the president posed for photographs and signed autographs. There was also chanting. A local pastor said it was an uplifting visit, adding the recovery is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, President Trump says that his former fixer, Michael Cohen, lied for a second time to Congress when he said that he did not ask for a presidential pardon. But AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani says Cohen is disputing the president's claim.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street, pulled lower by a poor jobs report for February, all three major indices in the red. This is VOA News. Marches and protests were held Friday across the globe to mark International Women's Day, with calls for a more gender-balanced world. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a commemoration at the UN headquarters in New York that remarkable progress on women's rights and leadership in recent decades has sparked a backlash from what he called an entrenched patriarchy.
We can only reestablish trust and rebuild global solidarity by challenging historic injustices and promoting the rights and dignity of all. We can only achieve sustainable development and peace by drawing on all our assets and capacities.
Millions of others around the world demanded equality amid a persistent salary gap, violence, and widespread inequality. The day, sponsored by the UN since 1975, celebrates women's achievements and aims to further their rights. In a related story, members of the U.S. women's national soccer team have filed a discrimination lawsuit seeking pay that is equal to their male counterparts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The 28 members of the current women's player pool filed a civil rights action in Los Angeles federal court, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination by the U.S. Soccer Federation. They say they make about 38% of what their male counterparts are paid. It's 3 months before the women defend their World Cup title, and they filed the lawsuit on International Women's Day, seeking damages and back pay. Forward Kristen Press says the players are role models, and they feel it's their duty to fight for what they legally deserve, hoping it inspires women everywhere. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Chicago grand jury has indicted actor Jussie Smollett for making a false report to police. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Cook County, Illinois grand jury has indicted Empire actor Jussie Smollett on 16 felony counts related to making a false report that he was attacked by two men who shouted racial and homophobic slurs. In late January, Smollett told police he had been physically attacked by two men in downtown Chicago as he exited a Subway restaurant at 2 a.m. Smollett said the men shouted at him, wrapped a rope around his neck, and poured an unknown substance on him. Smollett was charged on February 20th with one count of disorderly conduct for filing a false police report. I'm Mike Rossia.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters flooded the streets of Algeria's capital in their third and largest protest to try to break President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's hold on power. The protesters are challenging the 82-year-old Bouteflika's fitness to run for a fifth term next month. The Algerian leader has been in power for 20 years, but has been all but absent from the public eye since a stroke in 2013. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.